In this bulletin, protests continue across the United States after Donald Trump warns of military intervention, calls for greater action on reconciliation with Indigenous Australians, and in sport, Rugby Australia looking to make more job cuts after shedding a third of its staff. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Violent protests and arrests have continued across the United States after President Donald Trump pledged to use military force to end the rioting on the streets. President Trump controversially visited a church near the White House with a Bible in hand after ordering law enforcement officers to clear protesters from the streets of Washington, D.C. using tear gas. The 200-year-old church was set alight when demonstrators clashed with police on the weekend. Outside the building, President Trump vowed to restore the peace.
We have a great country. That's my thoughts. Greatest country in the world. We will make it even greater. And it won't take long. It's not going to take long to see what's going on. It's coming back. It's coming back strong. It'll be greater than ever before.
But the bishop of the Washington Diocese says she's outraged by the president's use of the church for a photo opportunity. State governors have also hit out at the president after he berated them in a phone hookup for not cracking down on looting. Washington State Democrat Governor Jay Inslee says Mr. Trump has repeatedly shown with his false bravado that he's incapable of governing. An Australian journalist and a cameraman have been caught up in a stampede while reporting on the United States race riots. 7 News US correspondent Amelia Brace was speaking live on Sunrise when a police officer attacked cameraman Tim Myers, bashing him with a shield and punching his camera. Ms. Brace was also hit on the back by a baton during the ordeal, with the pair then running to safety. Labor leader Anthony Albanese believes more needs to be done to reconcile with Indigenous Australians. Race riots in the United States have started a conversation in Australia about the inequality experienced by Aboriginal people. It's an inequality Mr. Albanese admits is unacceptable, and he says the government needs to do more to change it.
I'm very disappointed that on issues including the issue of reconciliation and advancing it through constitutional recognition seems to have been put off by this government as being too hard. But we also need practical reconciliation. It is a tragedy that on so many indicators we're not closing the gap between Indigenous and non-Indigenous Australians.
Authorities in Queensland say the grieving family of a man who tested positive and then negative for coronavirus will never know if he was really infected. 30-year-old Nathan Turner tested positive for the virus after he died last week in the small town of Blackwater. Meanwhile, in New South Wales, gyms, dance studios and other physical fitness centres will reopen within a fortnight after being closed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Children's community sport will return next month. The New South Wales government has announced up to 10 people would be allowed to partake in classes of dance, yoga or Pilates from June 13, while up to 100 people will be permitted inside an indoor venue such as a gym. And to sport, Rugby Australia is in discussions with New Zealand, South Africa and Argentina in a bid to set up a hub in Australia for a shortened version of the Rugby Championships. The beleaguered organisation is also looking to expand the Bledisloe Cup series against the Kiwis to 4 tests. Interim Chief Executive Rob Clark has now foreshadowed more cuts after announcing a third of the organisation's full-time staff will lose their jobs in coming months.
I think there's opportunities for greater efficiency across the whole rugby community and how we deliver our programs. And where there are duplication in areas, then we should look at that. And I'm in constant dialogue with the member union CEOs to see how we can work smarter together to ensure that both at their end and at our end, we're only doing things once and we're using resources aligned rather than duplicated.
And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. In Perth, partly cloudy 23. Adelaide, much the same 16. Melbourne, shower 2, 14. Hobart, possible showers 12. Canberra, mostly sunny 14. Wollongong, partly cloudy 17. Sydney, mostly sunny 19. And similar conditions in Newcastle 19, Brisbane sunny 21, Cairns partly cloudy 27, and Darwin's Sunny, 31. This is SBS News.